Welcome to Dome Patrol Premier League.
Hello and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network's Premier League podcast. What a great first week of Premier League football we had. There were goals. Not many controversial decisions, which is unusual, but there were goals everywhere. Shock results, expected results. Managers maybe setting their team out to play not very well to prove a point to their owners that they might need a striker. City. Joining me this week to review the first weekend of Premier League football, and I'm surprised he's turned up, if I'm honest with you, given what happened to his team, is Ben. Ben, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's nearly been a week now, so I'm kind of over what happened on the Friday night. But I was texting you before, it was expected. Good to be here. First week in the books. It's, you know, a bit of normality. And I know what's going to happen to Arsenal this weekend, I am still extremely excited because it's going to be my first game back since the pandemic. So I am absolutely buzzing for Sunday. Can't wait.
On that... You put a picture into one of our group chats. I think it was either this morning or yesterday afternoon. Lots and lots of seats available at the Emirates.
Yes. A lot of seats available.
And I'm assuming that's not normally the case.
No, definitely not for a Category A game like Chelsea. You know, London Derby is probably the third biggest fixture at the Emirates of the season before you've got Arsenal, Spurs, and then second Arsenal and United for me.
Yeah.
I'll say it's the third biggest fixture of the calendar. And yeah, I don't know whether it's something to do with summer holidays still, or there's a bit of COVID hesitancy from people. People are still not comfortable coming back to full crowds, but there are still pockets of seats on the upper tiers behind the clock end that are really available. So if you're an Arsenal fan listening to this, you know, or a general football fan, head on to the Arsenal website because they've gone to general sale now. You can not even be a member and buy them.
Very, very unusual. Anyway, we'll come on to the previews of this week's fixtures once we've done the reviews. So we had a bit of criticism last week from a listener who you know is a Chelsea fan. He's going to know exactly who we're talking about, and he accused Ben and I of concentrating on our own teams too much in the first episode. So what we've done is we've come up with an idea where we're going to review each game each week. And Ben, do you want to tell everybody what this section is going to be called? Because we're going to need to try and figure out a nice jingle or a nice catchphrase for it or something. But yeah, tell everybody what we're going to do.
So we're going to go through every game, like you said. Obviously, it could be a very long podcast if we go through every single Premier League game of the weekend. So we have decided to round up. So it will be called 90 Minutes in 90 Seconds, where we will discuss each game for 90 seconds. And if there's any more talking points, we may go back to it at the end of the segment. But literally, 90 minutes in 90 seconds in match order. So
that's going to be every game. So you know, United Leeds review we do in a second. You know, I could talk about that for an hour. I'm going to talk about it for 90. Or we're going to talk about it for 90 seconds. I could talk about this first one for an hour just because it was hilariously funny watching it on Friday night. But we're only going to talk about it for 90 seconds. Okay. So Ben has a stopwatch. And he's going to start the timer when I start talking and I ask and we start talking about the game. So the start will be when I read out the score. That's when the 90 seconds starts. And then we've got 90 seconds to get all of our points that we want to make for that game into the 90 seconds. We stop. We move on to the second game. So 90 minutes in 90 seconds begins with Brentford 2, Arsenal 0. Ben, the floor is yours.
Oh, what a terrible, terrible shit show. I've never seen a team more underprepared than Arsenal were going into that. It's breaking news has just come out recently that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Alexandre Lacazette and Willian and Alex Runison all tested positive for COVID-19 on the Friday morning before. It is no excuse. This team is seriously underprepared. It needs a lot of work doing. We've seen some work done on the transfer market. We'll come back to that in our transfer merry-go-round. Brentford, I thought, were fantastic. Their fans were so up for it. You can tell what it means to the club. Thomas Frank, I think, is going to be a superb manager. Ivan Toney looked like he was ready for the Premier League. Pinnock at the back was sensational. I got a lot of time for Brentford. I really enjoyed watching them in the Championship for the last couple of years. And they were very unlucky not to come up, but they looked like a fit for this Premier League.
Yeah, so I was impressed by Mbeumo.
Yep.
The striker with... up front with Ivan Toney, Canas, or it was, yeah,
Sergio Canas. Sergio Canas. Playing wing back.
Yeah, Sergio Canas was good. So I've just got one question to ask you. Do you agree with what Jamie Carragher said just after the second goal went in?
Well, it was a typical Arsenal goal to concede. No, I don't agree with that because that's kind of been, that's quite a long time ago we saw that at Arsenal Stoke. We had the third best defence in the league last season. So I don't think that's typical. I think it's mixed match personnel, but we'll see a better personnel back there. And I'm not expecting much, but we'll see what happens. Next game.
Manchester United 5, Leeds United 1. I'll take this one. The way Bielsa sets Leeds up is perfect for the way that Solskjaer plays his United. So Bielsa deploys a man-to-man marking scheme. And when you've got clever players who are good at finding space, Bruno Fernandes, Pogba, Mason Greenwood, when you've got those players in your team, it's almost like the perfect storm for United. So we beat them 6-2 last season. We beat them 5-1 this year. So Pogba, sensational. 4 assists. You can't get 4 assists every game. You can't, no matter what Graham Souness says, and don't get me started on him. You can't get 4 assists, but he was sensational. But the pass for Greenwood's goal, 40-50 yards on the floor, into his stride, brilliant. Bruno Fernandes now has the most goal involvements of any player since he joined the Premier League. He's got 48 goals and assists in a year and a half. Salah and Kane are next on 44, I think, with goals and assists.
Yeah, fantastic. I thought looked really good. As I said, Bielsa does really set up that way. I'm not really worried for Leeds at all. They kind of do have these thumpings in them where they do get caught out against one of the big six teams like this. I think they lost to Arsenal 4-0 last year. I think Chelsea battered them as well, off the top of my head. But no, it is what it is. United look very strong and definitely I think they'll be up there challenging for the title. So, yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's going to be an interesting.
It looks good. We just need the consistency.
Next game
is Burnley 1, Brighton and Hove Albion 2. I'll go first with this one. How Burnley's goal stood, I will never know. Have you seen the goal from this game?
Yes.
Came from the corner and Tarkowski pushes Mopé over, wins the header, goes in, goes to VAR. VAR didn't even overturn it. Now,
I think you're going to see some real different VAR decisions this year. We'll come into that a little bit later, but VAR definitely it's going to be questionable for what they give and what they don't give compared to last year. And you'll see fans moaning a lot, I think. But maybe for the longer term, it would be a better outcome. Brighton, I thought, once they settled down from going behind, I thought they were quite good. They took fans up there and Burnley fans booing, taking the knee.
I don't know how many more times people have to explain what the taking of the knee is for people to realise that it's not what they think it is.
Yeah, and the best thing was that Brighton fans that end up singing back to Marcus Rashford, he feeds your own children, so he feeds your own kids. So, very funny. Well done. Hats off Brighton fans. Good result for them. I think they'll be a couple of mid-table team again.
Well, you were very high on Brighton in the preview show last week, weren't you? You thought they were going to be that's good this year.
That's a good result from Graham Potter. Looks very good. And they kept Bissouma, and it's interesting to see how they're going to spend that Ben White money. But no, good start. That's games last year they were drawing. So it's good to see Brighton for me get over the line.
They still need a goal scorer. Chelsea 3, Crystal Palace 0. This, to me, was the most obvious home win of the weekend. You know, United Leeds, you could have said, was fairly obvious, but I think this was the Chelsea were always going to win this game. Now, they struggled to break Crystal Palace down to begin with, but once they got the first goal, it opened it up, and they wanted a canter. They wanted an absolute canter. Chelsea are going to be... I mean, I know I was saying some stuff last week and things like that, but they're going to be a tough team to beat this year, especially when we come to transfers. We'll talk about it with their new centre forward. It was a good performance, and I loved Trevor Chalobah's goal and celebration. You know, he was genuinely moved by scoring that goal.
Yeah, and it's nice to see Chelsea put faith in another youngster. I know they've put Mason Mount through, and even though I do have my question marks over Mason Mount, but that's my own personal opinion. It's good to see young players get an opportunity. Like I say, they are going to be a hard team to beat this year. I think they'll be all right. I do think that this was always on the cards. I think it's going to take Patrick Vieira a bit of time to get his style across. And this was always a freebie. This was always going to be a defeat. So, yeah, not much really. Once again, I think it's the team that needs a goal scorer.
Yes, definitely. And Chelsea are not going to concede many goals this year.
Nope. Next game.
Everton 3, Southampton 1.
Interesting. It looked like it was going to be a bit of a bad start for Rafa. There's always going to be pressure for Rafa because of his Liverpool connection with the Everton fans. I think as soon as a couple of games go south for him, I think you'll start seeing Everton fans lose patience very quickly. But it was a typical Rafa Benitez performance. Get the ball out wide, cross it in, and you've got a big man in there, Calvert-Lewin, that's going to cause problems for him. That's what happened. They played well, but once again, I think Southampton team was very, very poor. Lacking goals since they've lost Danny Ings. I know Armstrong came in and scored on his debut, but
he was handed that on the plate.
Yeah, and I'm very worried. They've lost Vestergaard as well to Leicester. I'm very worried what Southampton are going to be like towards the end of the season. Yeah.
There's a reason that Benitez signed Damari Gray and Andros Townsend with Dalmont Calvert-Lewin in the team. So Everton are going to score a lot of goals from crosses this year. They're going to be a tough team to beat because Benitez teams always are. But I worry about their squad depth, if I'm being completely honest with you. But a good start. You can't ask for more home win.
No, it's good to see fans back in Goodison. It is one of my favourite grounds. It'll be sad to see where it goes. But also, before we finish off with Everton, just a mysterious disappearance of Gylfi Sigurdsson. I don't know where he's gone.
Yeah, let's not get into that one.
Okay, shall we move on? Next team.
Please do. Leicester City 1, Wolves 0.
Oh, great goal by Vardy.
Lovely still finish.
Still showing that he's absolutely got it. This is going to be an interesting Wolves team. Obviously, we haven't seen Wolves in the Premier League without Nuno at the helm. So it's going to be interesting. Jimenez back. What's good to see. That's, you know, he will get goals if he's the same player since his injury. But I'm sure.
Did you see the interview where he said that heading the ball, the doctors have told him that him heading the ball is dangerous, but he's still. Is playing.
Yeah, he loves football. What can you say?
I'll take some nuts some that, mate.
And a lot of money that he's going to get paid. So,
well, yeah, that helps. That helps. But, you know, he's in a contract. So if he retired, he'd get his injury set. But anyway, you know, Wolves, I think, are going to be... They're going to be mid-table. They're not going to score many. They're not going to concede. They're not going to get beaten heavily. You know, they're not going to get beaten 5-0, 6-0. They're going to be tough to beat. But they're going to need to win their home games. I think they're going to need to rely on Molyneux as being a bit of a fortress for them.
And it's good to see Harvey Barnes back from his injury that ruled him out of a potential Euro space. He might have snuck in there.
He wouldn't surprise me if he makes the England squad fairly.
Yeah, he's been there as well. And it looks like Leicester could be in and around there again. I think, like I said, they brought Vestergaard in because of the Fofana injury. Good solid bit of business and. Yeah, I think we'll see him around that 5th to 7th spot.
Yes, next. I think so. Watford 3, Aston Villa 2. This was, apart from...
The shock.
Shock was Sunday. The real shock was Sunday to me. This was a shock. I mean, Watford were 3-0 up, and fair play, they were battering Villa for the first 70 minutes.
Yeah.
But then they took their foot off the gas. Now, look, Watford, I tipped them to go down. They've got one really standout, good, quick player, Ismaila Sarr.
Yeah.
And they're going to need him on form week in, week out, week in, week out. I mean, they've got some strikers. They've got, is it Andre Gray, Troy Deeney and Josh King?
Yeah, they've got the other youngster who came on and scored that cracking goal, his first goal. He's been on loan quite a few times. He's a football manager, hidden gem, let's just say that. That's where I know him from.
So, you know, but you can't ask for more than being 3-0 up in your first Premier League game against a team that everybody thought was going to be pretty good this year, and they still might.
Is this the life without Jack Grealish for Aston Villa?
Well, everybody thought that they'd be better off having improved the signings. Squad.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they were missing that little bit of
edge.
Yeah, maybe. Magic dust.
But they've got Bailey still to come in, and Watkins is out injured. Yeah. But
no, absolutely, they're going to, you know, the sooner they can get Watkins back, the better. But you know, it was a surprise to me that Villa rolled over so quickly for Watford. But as a Watford fan, you know,
next
they must be absolutely delighted. Norwich City 0, Liverpool 3.
Yawn. Typical. Yeah. Always knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Van Dijk's back at the back. We'll see what happens in Liverpool. You can't really read too much into this game. For me, you can't read too much in this game. We'll see what happens going forward. But
Salah's goal was good. Salah's goal was a good finish. You know.
Yep. Are they changing of the guard now that Jota started in front of Firmino? We had the famous front three of Firmino, Mane and Salah. Is that now going to become
Recording conversation, Jota was the other fantasy league player I had, by the way. That was the other player I had. Anyway, I think they are, because when he plays, he seems to score. And he seems to have started most of the games when he's been fit for Liverpool ahead of Firmino. I mean that's a nice front four to have, though, isn't it? To be able to rotate that front four. Now, Liverpool are always going to go to places like Norwich and beat them, in my opinion. Yeah. And they should. It's when they get tested defensively now. Is Van Dijk back to where he was? And that's going to be the key for them.
And luckily, Robertson got injured, but that's one place where they have got seem to have a reasonable backup. I don't think this Liverpool squad is very deep, and one or two injuries could derail them again.
Could do, yeah. And let's hope it happens.
Let's hope. Next. Let's hope.
Possibly my favourite game that wasn't Manchester United related to watch. Newcastle 2, West Ham 4.
I haven't seen any of this.
This was a really entertaining game. End to end. Lots of chances. As always, Newcastle's problem is converting the chances. You know, they created a lot of chances in the first half. Probably could have been 2 or 3-0 up. I mean, West Ham were clinical. When they got into their groove and they needed to put their foot down, they put their foot down and put the goals away. There was a penalty in this game that was never a penalty in a million years, and even went to VAR, and VAR said it was still a penalty. Won the ball, not a foul. So that was harsh on Newcastle, because that made it 3-1, I think, at the time. It might have made it 3-2 when the penalty went in. So, yeah. Really good game, and West Ham surprised me. I didn't think they'd be the same team that they were last year, but they look as though Moyes has got them going again.
I think they will be, but I think the real test is when the fixtures start piling up around October, November.
When they're in Europe.
When they're in Europe, then we'll see how it goes for them. But I wouldn't be surprised if they're top 10, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're 14th, 15th, just because of the European schedule. And the size of the squad. Doesn't look like Jesse Lingard's going back there either. So
I wouldn't be so sure about that. I think that's good. I think that move will happen. Yeah, Jesse Lingard wants to stay, but he wants to play. And having seen what happened on Saturday,
next,
he's not going to get into that team. So the final game of the weekend, and to me, the shock result of the weekend, given the summer that one team had, Tottenham 1, Man City 0. I think the only fair play to Spurs, they went for it. They did not sit back. Nuno had them fired up and they went for it. And, you know, Spurs were pretty impressive. Guardiola wants to sign Harry Kane, right? He wants to sign Harry Kane.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. I think they will sign Harry Kane, because I don't think there's any way back for him at Spurs. And I think they're going to force a hand and they're going to sign him anyway. But
deadline day.
City just didn't look at it at all. I mean, De Bruyne was on the bench. It's a big miss for them. You know, they haven't got a striker at the moment. Grealish. No. Grealish,
and that's what cost them in the Champions League.
Grealish was okay. It was, to me, it was a standard Grealish game. Anybody goes anywhere near him, on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't do anything standout, but then he didn't do anything poorly. You know, he rotated the ball and passed it around like that.
And Son got the winner, and I just don't get why a player of Son's caliber has signed a new contract and given his career in the hands of Daniel Levy. Has he learned nothing from Kane?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's possibly one of my favourite non-United Premier League players. I know you won't say that because he's an Arsenal. Because you're an Arsenal fan.
All right, we're ending there. That's the end of the segment. We've gone 3 seconds over Spurs. That's 3 seconds, far too much.
Was there anything that we didn't get to talk about in the 90 seconds or the 90 minutes in 90 seconds of those games that you just want to, you'd like to clarify? There's one thing that I'd like to do as an overall is I much preferred the VAR usage in the first week of this season than I did at any point last season. Now, I complained that there was a penalty given that shouldn't have been. That's correct. But, you know, that may happen every
week. That's football.
It is, you know. But did you notice a difference, and did you prefer the way that VAR was?
No, I didn't really have much opinion on VAR, to be fair. I had my own problems to worry about. I watched a highlight. I didn't really watch much football after what happened on Friday night. I didn't really want to have anything to do with it. I think VAR is going to be. It's going to be better this year. I think this. I'm glad they've noticed there was an issue of it last year instead of just trying to ride with it.
Yeah, you got to give them a bit of praise for actually realizing that last year's VAR wasn't what it should have been, and made the changes. You know, I mean, United's so Bruno's what would have been his hat trick goal last year would have been disallowed.
Yeah.
Because they've thickened the lines on the offside. And for me, the advantage should always go to the attacker in an offside call.
Yes, exactly. It's always been that way.
So
makes the game more interesting.
Does. So is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we couldn't cover in the 90 seconds before we move on to
transfer
this
roundup?
We'll do the preview last. So this week's transfer roundup. So I'll just go through some of the deals that have gone through in the past since we last spoke. So Lukaku has gone back to Chelsea for 95 million or whatever it is.
That's what you do when you're a big club with unlimited resources. You just get rid of the ones. You just get rid of the ones you don't want, and then if they turn good, you just buy them back for double the price.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's a good striker. He's going to score goals.
How can you compete with that?
Well, you can't.
I know. It's mental, isn't it?
Leicester proved you can, but that was a fluke.
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement there. That was a fluke. But, you know, you what are you going to do? You can't do anything about it, can you? You can't.
No.
Good signing for Chelsea. We'll score them goals. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, just fucking hate Chelsea.
Yeah. He's going to score on Sunday. Leave it there.
Yes, I know. And that's why he's captain in my fantasy team.
Yeah.
I've captained him.
Shocking.
We'll come to fantasy in a minute.
Yeah, we will. So, next, United finally confirmed Rafael Varane. We agreed a deal in principle that was announced on the 27th of July, and it took until last weekend to get the deal over the line. Now, I'm going to say one thing on this. More than one thing, but basically, great signing, great defender. Him and Harry Maguire as a partnership will be brilliant. More teams need to introduce new players holding a shirt on the pitch before a game rather than noncy friggin' piano playing sight.
I remember that. Absolutely agree. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that happen at the Emirates if someone doesn't get announced tomorrow.
Yeah. So, on to Arsenal. Looks like two signings today. Talk me through your thoughts on those two.
So, there's been a lot of criticism of the Arsenal market in total. Because once these two go over the line, we have spent the most out of any Premier League team this season. I think it's 120 million or something like that. On five players, and everyone's saying there's no strategy of Arsenal's transfer market. And this is where I completely disagree, where there hasn't been a strategy before and it's been panic buying to try and get us back into Europe. But this seems to be the first summer that Arsenal have gone and said, no, we're going to have a strategy, we're going to go young, and quite a lot of homegrown players as well. So we've got Ramsdale's coming now, 23 years old. Odegaard, 22. Sambi Lokonga, 21. Tavares, 21. Ben White, 22. It's a young core there. It's going to grow, I think. And I can see the project finally. Don't get me wrong, we've got a long way to go and it's going to have a lot of hiccups in the way. But the two players, I actually don't mind. I think Odegaard was fantastic last year. I think if you look from when we signed Odegaard, our Premier League record was third, with the third best team in the Premier League behind City and United from when we signed Odegaard points-wise. So it does make a difference. Ramsdale will be backup goalkeeper and then potentially number one next year when Leno fucks off.
Yeah, so I'm going to challenge you on your Odegaard point.
Yeah.
Does he make Arsenal better?
Yes.
But he was in your team last year.
Yes.
And you still finished eighth.
Look when the damage was done, though. Before January, we were sitting 14th, 15th. Well, like I said, from when Odegaard turned up, we went to being the third best team for the rest of the Premier League.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just saying that Odegaard.
I think he does make us better. Okay. He gives us more balance. You'll see Smith Rowe ping out to the left a bit more now.
Yeah.
And he linked up very well with Tierney. And yeah, I think Odegaard would be a fantastic sign. I think it's a steal for the money we got him for, to be fair. I think it actually is.
Okay.
At his age and his output. Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm very happy.
Any other transfers you want to mention whilst we're on before we move on to preview?
Willock ended up going to Newcastle.
Yeah. Another player introduced on the pitch before the game.
Yeah. You're gonna see that happen quite a lot now. So good business from him. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't. He doesn't fit in our system. So yeah, good bit of business for Newcastle. Got the man they wanted. Like I said, we mentioned Jesse Lingard earlier. Potentially, still could be a move going to West Ham. Vestergaard joined up.
Yes.
To Leicester.
Yes, Yannick Vestergaard. Yeah, I forgot that one. Yeah, good signing. Good centre-half. Yeah, good centre-half.
Yep. I'm trying to think of many more that's really gone through. Harry Kane still not gone through yet.
No, I mean, Patrick Bamford's just signed a new 5-year deal with Leeds.
Good
for Leeds.
And so James Ward-Prowse has just signed a new contract with Southampton, I'm very surprised about.
Well, that is a surprise, unless it's we'll sell you next summer, but we can get the most money we can for you because you've got a long
potentially.
Contract.
So, yeah, there might be a release clause there.
Yeah. Right then.
So, yeah.
Preview. Now, we haven't got a time limit on the preview, but we're not going to spend ages going through. We'll just have a quick chat at them, and then we'll have a bit of a prediction from the two of us to see where we go. So we'll do them in order again. Liverpool, Burnley. Home win all day. Next.
Why do they get so easy bloody start of the season? Ridiculous. Villa, Newcastle.
Yeah, Villa. So just to expand on that a little bit, Liverpool will win 2-3-0. Burnley. I mean, I know Burnley have been to Anfield a couple of times and surprised them, but not now. I genuinely believe Burnley are in trouble this year. Yeah, Villa versus Newcastle. This could be another good game.
Yeah, could be. I can see this. Villa want to come back and win from what was a disappointing opening game of the season. Newcastle show they have got some teeth going forward. Yeah. I'm sure Willock will be involved this time as well. I think Villa will win it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a 2-2 draw.
I was going to say a high-scoring draw. 2-2, 3-3, something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Crystal Palace v Brentford.
I've got this being a draw.
I think Brentford might sneak this, you know.
They're still on a massive high.
They seem to be the more together team. They've bought their manager's way of playing. It's their first London derby. No, it's not their first London derby in the Premier League because they had that last week. Ignore me. It's another London derby for them.
It's Palace. It's first game back at Selhurst. That place will be rocking. I think a draw.
Okay. I'm going to think Brentford to nick it by the odd goal, 2-1. Leeds versus Everton.
Leeds need a response after what they got battered by United. They really need a response.
This will be Leeds' first game back at Elm Road in the Premier League in front of a crowd. Don't underestimate that.
No, I'm not underestimating that. I'm probably going to go for a draw.
I think Leeds...
I've gone for three draws. How boring.
You have, yeah. There's a bit sitting on the fence for me. I might have to take you off this prediction, lad. I think Leeds are going to win this because they're at home. First game back in front of fans at Elm Road in the Premier League. The noise at that stadium will be immense. I think Leeds are going to win that one 2-0.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so... Man City versus Norwich.
Man City will win 4-0. At home,
yeah,
at the Etihad.
3-0, I think, yeah. Easy City win. They bounce back. They score some goals, get a bit of confidence. But you watch Pep Guardiola make sure that all of the people that score are defenders, so he still has a claim to go and get them. For some reason, the Saturday evening televised game, Brighton at home to Watford.
I'm going to go Brighton to win that.
Yeah, I think I am too. Home, they had a good result last week. But then Watford had a really good result too.
Yeah, I think it'll come crashing down. It's first game with fans at home stadium against Villa, wasn't it? I think their one main threat and Brighton will play their three at the back. I think they'll nullify it and it'll be a low scoring 1-0, 2-1.
I think Brighton win. So now we go to Sunday. Wolves versus Tottenham. Now, bear in mind, Spurs are coming back from Portugal where they are currently playing, although he has not taken many of the first team squad with him. So I think he's trying to sack off the Europa Conference tournament or whatever.
I wouldn't pass sniff at it. It's a trophy for them at the end of the day. They need trophies at that club. I know we all laugh at it, but it's a trophy at the end of the day for them.
Would you be pining for your team to play well in that tournament?
I would be playing kids to a certain stage of the competition.
Right.
I think I'll be playing kids till the round of 16. And once we got to the round of 16, I'd probably go, oh, we're still in this round of 16. Do you know what? It's a good chance for us to get a cup winning a trophy here.
That's assuming your kids would get you to the round of 16, of course.
Yeah, if your kids do. I think we don't know what that competition is going to be like, but we'll see. Yeah. But no, I'm going to go for a Wolves win just because of my heart.
Yeah, I know you can't say that Tottenham are going to win. I'm going to go for a draw in that game. One all draw.
Okay. God, you're always sitting on the fence.
Always. Yeah. Southampton versus Manchester United.
This has got another 3-0 United battering on it, I think.
Yeah, we've got a thing at St Mary's where we like to go 2-0 down before we have a stirring second half comeback and win 3-2. We've done it four times at St Mary's. Four times we've done that. Gone 2-0 down.
That's mad. 3-2.
Mental. Not this time. Hopefully Varane makes his debut. Sancho starts and we start to see the team that Solskjaer wants to put forward. I don't see Southampton keeping out Sancho, Martial, Greenwood, Pogba, Fernandes. I just don't see it. So yeah, United win. I'm gonna say 3-0 United for that one.
Yeah, same. Yep.
Do you really want me to do this one?
Yeah.
Arsenal v Chelsea.
All jokes aside, I am very, very excited for this day. I have been pining for this day for such a long time, and it's just going to be so nice to go back, see all the other season ticket holders. I sit around, catch up with a few friends at the pub beforehand, even just know that the old bar staff are still there and stuff like that. I am very, very much just looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to waking up, going up on the train early, sitting down with my mates who we travel up with, having a few tinnies on the train, discussing the game, discussing what we're doing in the window, just having a chat on the train about football. I'm looking forward to the hustle and bustle of the tube. I just can't wait for it. I can't wait to walk up Holloway Road. I can't wait to turn around the corner and see the clock end and see all the armoury, the cannons outside, and all the sea of red and white. It's just something I've missed so much, and I can't wait for it.
So you're looking forward to everything up to the football then?
Yes.
So
yes.
Hand on heart, prediction.
Prediction, I'm going to go for a 2-0 Chelsea. But, Mikel Arteta has never lost to Chelsea as Arsenal manager.
Okay.
If I was Mikel Arteta, I would now go with a back three for our next two games, especially with Aubameyang and Lacazette are going to be out. I'd go with a back three. Be solid at the back, and then you have your pace up top with Saka, Martinelli and Pepe to hit on the break. That would be, and try and win the game that way. Try and be solid at the back, put Rob Holding next to Ben White, double up on Lukaku, and Tierney maybe to come in and cover Werner. But that is the way I'll do it. A Lokonga Xhaka partnership. And yeah, we'll see where we go from there. But I wouldn't be surprised if it turns into like a 1-1 potentially. But I can't see us winning it. I think I wouldn't be surprised if it's 1-1. But I think we'll lose 2-0.
Arsenal 0, Chelsea 3, and the Emirates will be hearing booms at the final whistle. Is my prediction?
No matter what the score is, people
are going to boo. Chelsea are just going to be too strong. Lukaku is going to make his debut. Lukaku will score this weekend. I've got no doubt whatsoever.
Put money on it.
Chelsea are just going to be too strong, and I think Chelsea are going to win 3-0. And then the final game, we're back to Monday night football, which is good. Yeah. West Ham at home to Leicester.
This is a good game. This is.
Yeah, this is a sneaky good game. This one.
West Ham.
I'm going to go out there and say I think Leicester are going to win 2-1.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, I think Leicester will win 2-1. I'll agree with you on that one.
Good on the break. Vardy's got a fairly decent record against West Ham, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, I want to see a bit more pass than Daka from Leicester, because I quite like him.
Yeah, I think Rodgers is going to slowly integrate him into the team, but I think Leicester are going to be too strong for West Ham. And if Leicester do win, then that's a good result going to West Ham early in the season.
And getting a win. Yeah.
Right. So that's the preview done. Is there anything else before we wrap this up?
The Dome Patrol Cup starts this weekend.
It does. So you want to explain what the Dome Patrol Cup is? There's quite a few people in it.
There is quite a few people in it. It is a fantasy league that we're doing on the Premier League app or website. So if you want to, please scroll through our Twitter at Dome Patrol Prem to find the link. I'll probably tweet it out again after this.
Probably best to tweet it out again
after the podcast, but feel free, put a team in. It's free to enter. It's just a bit of fun, something we're going to track throughout the season. We didn't start it last week because we created a short notice and we thought we'd give people a bit more time to get teams in and set up. So it starts this weekend. It'll go through the whole season. Join it, have a bit of fun, you know, put a team out, and we'll see where it ends. But I'm quite happy with my team going forward. So I'll just run through my lineup for this weekend as it stands. I might tinker a bit tomorrow. I always sit there before the deadline looking at it. But I've got Sanchez in goal from Brighton, Maguire, Tsimikas, how do you pronounce it? Tsimikas, the Liverpool left back.
Tsimikas,
that's the one. Matty Cash, Luke Shaw, Jorginho, Son, even though I fucking despise him, Bruno Fernandes, Lukaku, captain, Ivan Toney, and Danny Ings. That is my team for the weekend. Okay.
I read my team out because it means I'm going to have to get rid of the script for the ending in a minute if I do it, and I can't be bothered.
I don't think I can see. I can't see your team. I can't see your team yet.
Can you not?
No, because the league's not started yet, so I can't see other people's.
Hang on.
No, you can't see it.
Right. Let me just get my team up. Well, had the league started last week, I had a stonking week in other leagues I was in.
How many points did you get?
I'll tell you now. So last week I had points. Had 79 points last week.
Mm-hmm. I was on 59.
My team was Martinez from Villa, Matty Cash, Harry Maguire, Ruben Diaz.
Yeah.
Playing 3-5-2. Then I had Yuri Tielemans, Jota, Fernandez as captain, Suchek, and Saka. And then I had Danny Ings and Jamie Vardy up front. So I had five of my team score this weekend, including one of them scoring a hat-trick, who was my captain.
So, very good.
Yeah, that's my team this week. And I haven't looked at fixtures and played around with it yet, but I probably will tomorrow. But yeah, no, please join in. Like I said, it's just a bit of fun. There's nothing serious, no money, no prize or anything like that. But, you know, we always do an NFL fantasy every year with the Dome Patrol on the Saints podcast. So we thought we'd do a Premier League one.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah.
Have you got anything else, Ben? You did text me earlier on to say that you had a rant.
Oh, no. I kind of covered it. At the time I texted you about it, I was really pissed off because I was just scrolling sports news and talking.
That was like 7 o'clock this morning, mind.
Yeah, I woke up and put it on in bed and it just got me fucking furious already. And it was the whole transfer strategy of Arsenal and have they spent all this money and are they any better than next year and there's no clear plan what they're doing. And I was like, well, there fucking is. Just there wasn't before, there is now. Stop jumping the bandwagon.
And basically you were in a mood because somebody was talking shit about your football team. That's what it was. And you woke up in there, right, okay.
It's,
so yeah,
disrespect.
I'm glad it's finished.
I will happily criticise Arsenal when their criticism is deserved, but they actually have a transfer strategy. Will it be any good? Only time will tell. But we do have a strategy. We are moving in a certain direction. Is it back or forward? Only time will tell.
Right, my final thought, I just want to chuck in one thing, is my hometown team, Cheltenham Town, promoted to League One as League Two champions last year. They won their first game of the season in the league this year. Beat Ipswich Town at home on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So that's another team that have
fallen
grace in the Premier League. Another team that have won a European trophy that have been beaten by Cheltenham Town. Little old Cheltenham Town. So just a hat tip to Cheltenham there. Right, is that everything, Ben?
That's all for me.
Okay, that's all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank all our listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple free podcasts, including the 2-point conversion instant reaction show after Saints games, which made its comeback this weekend for this first Saints preseason game. The Dome Patrol main podcast, which was released this morning, previewing the next Saints game. The BS and Beer Saints podcast, which has also come out this week. The Pelican Plunge, which Ben does with Jason. The Premier League podcast, which you're listening to now. Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, the gambling podcast, and the LSU podcast with Scott the Tiger's Den. You can follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, at Dome Patrol UK. Finally seeing some tweets from that at the moment, which is a nice change. At BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, and at Tiger_podcast. And of course, our own Dome Patrol podcast, Premier League at, which Ben is, because I keep forgetting it and it's not written down.
At Dome Patrol Prem.
Yeah. Or if you listen to the Dome Patrol podcast, Jeff tried to pronounce it as Dome Patrol
Prem.
As in premium.
It's not premium.
No, it's premier. Anyway, follow us on Facebook for live streams. Just search for Dome Patrol Podcast. And if you want to listen to the old fashioned way, go to domepatrolpodcast.com. Say goodnight, Ben.
Good night. Come on, the Gunners. I'm fine with Nike shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music, I've got gorillas in a happy mood. Keep my groove on. Get the music, get the fun.